It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Good to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Time for another political breakfast. And it is a groaning board today. So much to talk about. Theron Johnson and Brian Robinson are back with us. Theron is a Democratic political consultant, and he is a former National Southern Regional Director to the Obama 2012 campaign. Brian Robinson, a Republican strategist, who's former Deputy Chief of Staff to Governor Nathan Deal. Gentlemen, welcome back. Good to have you.
Happy Good morning. Friday.
Obviously, the Jim Comey firing is the big topic, not only in Washington, but here as well. But let's take a look at how muted, Brian, and I'll start with you, how muted the response was, even among Republican members of Congress here. Even Senator David Perdue, in his statement, while it supported the president's action, never said the words Jim Comey.
Right. You've got Republicans who are sounding cautious, who sound to me like they're willing to take this investigation to the next level to make sure that this Russia probe is completed, even though the guy who was heading it is now gone. There is an optics problem here, no doubt about it, and I think it could have implications for the 6th district race. I think the big winner on Wednesday in Georgia was John Ossoff.
Brian says it's an optics problem. I think it's bigger than that. I think it shows that this president has no reason being in that Oval Office, because in just in less than 120 days, we have had nothing but controversy after controversy after controversy.
But Theron, do Democrats risk getting ahead of themselves if they say we have to either block this president at every turn when he won the election, or even go farther and say we need to start moving on things like impeachment? Could they run the risk of getting ahead of the rest of the country?
The challenge we have as Democrats in what you're seeing in Washington is that every time that the Democratic Party and Democratic leaders want to start talking about jobs, wants to start talking about health care and the environment, Donald Trump goes and pulls one of his stunts like he did this week. And so what Democrats have got to be careful is not to just focus on telling the American people how bad Donald Trump is as a president. We've got to get on the offense and have something tangible that we can give every single person who are going back to their districts to talk about in their upcoming reelection campaigns.
Democrats run the serious risk of jumping the shark, which is what they're really good at. They are fighting at every corner, even where it hurts their end objectives. Chuck Schumer could not stand up to the left-wing fundraising base of the Democrat Party and let Justice Gorsuch go through the process. He had to stand up and fight tooth and nail to keep his base happy. And what does he get in the end? He's now unable to stop a judge that Democrats really do find objectionable, just something that they think is heinous. They have disarmed because they are so out of control.
Brian, let's take a look, though, at the corner that Republicans may have painted themselves into as well, particularly with Georgia's Senator David Perdue, who has been a vocal supporter of the president. If there is a continual drip, drip, drip of problematic disclosures, as there was with Sally Yates's testimony and with Director Clapper's testimony, does Senator Perdue have to do some political recalculation?
I don't think that he has to do any recalculation at this juncture, because he has shown himself to be politically adept, and for particularly for someone who's a self-styled outsider, he's really good at maneuvering like a seasoned veteran in this business. I would not have the temerity to question his political judgment. He knows what he's doing.
I think Senator Perdue is having the same problem that a lot of senators are having across the country right now. Right when you think that he's having some momentum and he's trying to bring the country together and actually do his job in governing, they come back and do something as crazy as firing the FBI director. I've said this to Senator Perdue and his staff. I think Senator Perdue needs to engage the people of Georgia. He needs to have a town hall. He needs to talk to them about this, not be afraid to do his job. It is public office, Dennis, so that means that you have to interact with the public.
I disagree with Theron, and we've discussed this before. Having a town hall in this environment is ridiculous and unproductive. All it does, particularly in Georgia, you know why? Because we have an ABC News, CBS News, NBC News, Fox News Channel Bureau, and CNN headquarters are all right here. And so they're going to go out to that town hall and record liberals screaming and being insane and attacking David Perdue. Why in the world?
That didn't happen with the Tea Party, did it?
Well, they shouldn't have had town halls either. They're just they're an out-of-date format in a world with the telecommunications that we have.
Back to the 6th District for a moment. Brian, you said that the recent developments with James Comey have left John Ossoff in a good position in the 6th District. Theron, let me turn that around, though. Does that give him what seems like a great opportunity to just kind of sail along and let Republicans perhaps find themselves in awkward positions? On the other hand, he doesn't have to get specific, and that's been one of the biggest criticisms of Ossoff, that we haven't heard much from him in terms of issues. It's basically, I'm going to be a bipartisan figure, and I'm not supporting Donald Trump.
Here's the challenge for John Ossoff. With a month and a half roughly left to go in this race, in a time where it's during the summer and Republicans are hoping that voters are not paying as close attention, he's got to keep this race interesting. And I think what he can do is he can strike a healthy balance, which is talk about the inability of this president to govern and in the Oval Office as president. But at the same time, to your point, Dennis, he's got to talk about what he's for. And I think that his jobs message was good. He's running a really good ad right now with a gentleman talking about small business and cyber jobs and technology jobs. I would encourage him to go a step further. Talk about how we as Georgians can really embrace his message and create more jobs specifically for small business owners and for minorities and as well. So he can do both. He can criticize Comey and have other surrogates do that as well to remind people that if Karen Handel goes to Washington, she will be a rubber stamp for this disarray that we're seeing. But at the same time, he can talk about how if he goes to Washington, he'll try to bring good paying jobs to the district.
Brian, does Karen Handel have a different problem? And that is she's been very quiet during the days following the Comey firing. But will she have to come out at some point and say definitively how she stands on some of the things that the president has done? And can she do that without angering somebody, either the base or perhaps moderate voters that she'll need to attract?
She's going to have to, you know, pick her poison to some degree. And you do that by having a message that's strong. This is where I give John Ossoff some credit. I know what he stands for. I know what his brand is. His brand is, I'm not going to be like all these other Democrats. He didn't say that, but that's what that's the dog whistle that he's blowing is, hey, I'm going to vote against waste. I'm not going to be a big spender. I am going to bring in tech jobs. And he's speaking directly in his commercials to a college-educated electorate. And he is speaking to them as if they're intelligent, as if they know what they're informed voters. I admire that. So with Karen, I think that she needs to make this a choice. And Ossoff wants to tell you, you don't have to make a choice. You can be against Trump and think he's crazy. I'm smart. I'm not going to be a liberal nut. I'm a safe vote for you. Karen's got to make voters know he's not a safe vote. We have a tax cut that's going to be very important to the high-income earners in this district coming up later this year. John Ossoff is a no vote. Karen Handel is a yes vote. Do you want to see your upper marginal tax rates brought down? If so, vote for Karen Handel. If you want to see Obamacare's unsustainable spending continued, vote for John Ossoff. He may have been the vote that killed that if he had been in Congress when that vote came to the floor.
When it barely made it through, yeah.
John Ossoff has got to make a pivot here pretty soon. And I've said this to him and I'll say it on the show. I think that there's just not enough white voters in this district for him to attract over the amount of white voters, many of them educated, to vote for him over Karen Handel. He's got to continue to go after that demographic, but he's got to stir up some excitement with the base voters. And these are not just African Americans. These are Asian Americans. These are Hispanic Americans. And many of them are young people who live in the Brookhaven part of the district, also in the Fulton County and East Cobb portion of the district. He's got to generate some excitement amongst them as well.
Theron Johnson is a Democratic strategist, former National Southern Regional Director of the Obama 2012 campaign. Brian Robinson is former Deputy Chief of Staff to Governor Nathan Deal. Gentlemen, thank you so much. We'll see you again soon.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Dennis.